Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now Butler quickly, right side three, no good. Santos got the rebound, ripped it away, finds Looney at midcourt, back to Butler. Santos inside, pump fake, goes up, got fouled, and he scored!
Dub Nation, it's Guy Santos here. Catch my head coach, Steve Kerr, and Wheeler and Dibs each and every week, right here on 95.7 The Game.
Man, do that thing, Guy!
All right, Guy!
Let's go! Get in there, get that board!
Yeah.
Dude, Guy's boards fire me up. I love Guy's boards.
Guy's and one, it's like a soccer goal where he gets the and one. Dude. He did everything but take the shirt off and wave it above his head.
I would love it if he just starts running. That'd be amazing.
Dude, and did like the double knee slide that they do, Grandy.
The way his hair just like flows it's when so he's in great. The middle of a scream.
Was it the game? Was it which yeah. game? Was it the Pistons game or was it the Raptors game? I feel like I was sitting next to you. Where Guy had...
That would be the Pistons game, I think, when you guys Pistons were there.
We were at the Raptors game, you and I were.
Yeah, but you were at the Pistons one too, weren't you? That was when I was there with the class.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
I feel like I was near you and the Guy and one, and his body started vibrating. I mean, it was the whole thing just... I was like, I don't even know if he's in control of this anymore.
Wow.
This started doing its own thing.
He gets pretty excited.
He does.
And I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm here
gosh.
For it. And Grandy's right, the hair. Like, when he starts to get excited and he's shaking the body and the hair is, like, trembling, that perfect curl, it's amazing.
That guy going for 7 minutes, he'll get one and one, and he will look at the crowd and treat them like he's a wrestler who just got entered into the ring. The arms are up. He's screaming at everybody like, dude, he gets the crowd going. And I get it. I get it. Like, that's his role. I don't know how, and this is a weird word I've decided. In our business, it's a weird word in sports. The word is talent. Like, I think people know this, right? Like, that's actually the word that's used in media for the people who are on the air.
Right.
They're the talent. I'm like, that's disrespectful. Like, first of all, I know plenty of people on air who've got none of it. Second of all, I know plenty of people who are off air who've got ton of it, right? Like, so anyway, it's weird, but the word talented, if I look at Guy Santos, I'm like, you don't have a lot of basketball talent, but good God, you make the most of whatever the hell it is you've got. And people love someone who does that, whatever you do. Whatever you do, if you squeeze the orange as tightly as Guy Santos does, people are going to love you. They're going to love you. People are going to react to you.
And we don't really yet know how much talent, quote unquote, he has because he doesn't really get a chance a lot to go out there and showcase a talent of like, all right, Guy, we're going to call this play for you, or we're going to run screen roll for you, or we're going to give you this pass so you can go ahead and cook and show us that ha-ha. He's in there to do what he does, which is... run around with your beautiful curls and your headband, get rebounds, disturb S, and make things happen in 6 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Jack Buck, go crazy.
Yep.
Just go crazy. And he does.
He did, man. 6 minutes last night, and he had the three. He somehow shot the ball three times in 6 minutes, and he had 3 points. He had the and one.
And the and one.
He had three rebounds in 6 minutes. Three rebounds in six minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, that's huge.
All on offense, by the way. Dude. All offensive rebounds. So
that clip that Grandy just played tells you, and what was it? Did someone hit a three? He got an offensive rebound, and then a Warrior hit a three.
Well, no, he got the offensive rebound, and then he later got the and one.
Oh, and he got the, okay. So there you go. That's 3 points that he earned with an offensive rebound. The Warriors won by five.
Right?
Like, that's all you need to know. All right, let's keep going on the phones. 888-957-9570. It's nothing but your calls today until Steve Kerr joins us at 5:30. Larry in the city. Hi, Larry. Thanks for the call.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
What's up?
I'm gonna say this. I am not going to let Steve Kerr off the hook. He is the coach, so he is responsible. Outside of the owner making a call downstairs, he has to be held accountable. And I'm not saying he should have played J.K. or he shouldn't have played J.K. I'm saying the playing time belongs to Steve Kerr. So no matter what happens, good, bad, or indifferent, it's a Steve Kerr deal. And he's going to either get praised or lambasted for what he decides.
Okay, that's fair. But Larry, that's fair. So then what would you say? Would you like to say that this decision was a good one or this decision was a bad one?
I would say it's good because it worked out.
Okay.
And that's the zone I've been living in with Steve Kerr. When you're watching the game, you're baffled. Sometimes he take Moody out, Moody's hot. And you're going, why he taking Moody out? Sometimes he does that to J.K. J.K.'s cooking, he take him out. Or he does to Steve Kerr, or Steph Curry. It's how he sees the game. And so me as the average fan watching, I would go, oh, I probably wouldn't do that. And to Steve Kerr's credit, one of the things he did in that 2022 championship is I think he listened to his coaches because he was set on his rotation and Ume was killing him. We would have our backups, he would have his starters. And he made an adjustment. But Steve Kerr, for me, he locks in to whatever he's decided the rotation is going to be. The other thing is, what dings Steve Kerr is that if we think J.K. is a talent, we drafted him, I think, seventh, then it's up to Steve Kerr to get that talent out of him. Mm. When you see him tell Tatum there might not be a spot for some playing time for you in the Olympics, you're going, huh? What? How do you not figure that out? And so Steve Kerr, for me, it's an accountability thing.
Right.
And
but
Steve Kerr,
but Larry, did you see where you, in a slight way, just contradicted yourself? Because you're saying, how could you not find time for Jason Tatum in the Olympics? But you yourself said the accountability lies on, in other words, he gets credit if it works out. And my memory tells me they won a gold medal. So then it was the right call, right?
Well, yeah, and I agree. But what I'm saying to you is, when you see that talent prior to making the decision, you can't understand why it can't happen.
Well,
before you know the result, you look at it and go, that doesn't make sense. And so I'm saying Steve Kerr has been fortunate, and we praise him because he got four championships.
Yep, right,
whatever
right.
He's been deciding has been working. But when you're in the moment, you do question it. And the few times that it hasn't worked out, he should be held accountable.
He should be. Today for me is not that day.
No,
if you want to look at yesterday, for example, Buddy Hield played 7 seconds in the fourth quarter. Kevon Looney played about 10 minutes for the game. So his rotation changed based on what he saw and what the matchups were. And he went with the big three for a ton of the game. And then he spotted the other four or five guys and they won. So for me, today's not a day where you look at it and you say, well, the rotations and Steve Kerr got lucky.
Yep. I also, here's two other ways where I like what Larry's saying. I just see it a little bit differently. When people say, oh, you obviously thought he was talented because you drafted him number 7 overall, so therefore it becomes Steve's responsibility to get that talent out of him. I'm sorry. That, like, all anybody who says that, I can only guess you've never had kids. That's the only thing I can say. You cannot tell me that just because you see someone there and you see something in them, now it's all on you to get that out of him. No, 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 no. It's on him. It is on him. It is on Jonathan Kuminga or anyone to go earn your keep. Go make it impossible for them to keep you out or whatever. And I'm not even talking in this moment about Jonathan's experience. This is all young players' experience. And then as far as the rotations tightening up when we get to the playoffs, I think that's exactly what good coaches do. It's exactly what Bruce Bochy did when they won World Series. You didn't have any questions about who was coming in the sixth, seventh, eighth inning. You knew. If you were a Giants fan, you knew exactly when Affelt was coming in. You knew exactly when Javi or Sergio was coming in because the roles were defined. And that's that. Yes, you have to be ready to adjust, but you go into games like that with the roles defined because you're going to lean on your best. That's how you win in the postseason, I think.
And if you define your roles and you define them without Jonathan Kuminga and you go out and you lose, well, then you're open for criticism. And if you go out there and you design it this way and you win, for me, you're not open to as much criticism. And I do agree with you about the idea of player development because Steve Kerr can set up a construct and he can coach up with his coaches, Jonathan Kuminga, to the best of his ability. And he can do all the things for JK that they possibly can, but he has to go in the lab, as Guru would say, and get better on his own. And he has gotten better.
Yep.
Jonathan Kuminga's gotten a lot better in 4 years. But in this moment, with this team and this style of play, they've determined that what they need from him in his role, he's not as good at as Gui Santos.